Privacy Policy. Information Privacy Statement. Welcome to Delaware.gov. We are committed to maintaining the privacy and security of personal information submitted by all visitors to this site. Is information collected when I visit the Delaware.gov web portal? The personal data we collect from you includes questions or feedback you leave, including your email address if you contact Delaware.gov, your internet protocol, IP, address, and details of which version of web browser you used, information on how you use the site, using cookies and page tagging techniques, including the internet protocol, IP, address and domain name used from which you accessed our portal. The IP address is a numerical identifier assigned either to your internet service provider or directly to your computer. The type of browser and operating system used to access our site. The date and time you visited our site. The web pages or services you accessed at this site. The website you visited prior to coming to this website. The website you visit as you leave this website. And if you downloaded a form, the form that was downloaded. If you submit information to us via a contact we form, the data you enter will be sent to the state agency responsible for the topic or area you are inquiring about. Collecting this information helps us improve the user experience, content, and design of Delaware.gov. This information is used solely to help us make this site more useful to visitors, to learn about the number of visitors to our site and the kinds of technology they use. We use Google Analytics software to collect information about how you use Delaware.gov. We do this to help make sure the site is meeting the needs of its users and to help us make improvements, for example, improving site search. Google Analytics stores information about the pages you visit on Delaware.gov, how long you spend on each Delaware.gov page, how you got to the site, what you click on while you're visiting the site. We do not collect or store your personal information, for example, your name or address, so this information cannot be used to identify who you are. We also collect data in order to improve the site by monitoring how you use it, gather feedback to improve our services, respond to any feedback you send us, if you've asked us to allow you to access government services and make transactions, provide you with information about local services if you want it. What if I send you an email? You may choose to provide us with personal information as an email with a comment or question. This information is used to improve our service to you or to respond to your request. Sometimes we share your email with other state agencies and employees who may be better able to help you, and these staffs may be employed by a different agency within the state. By law, we cannot share this information with individuals, including state employees, that do not require it as a normal part of their official duties, except for authorized law enforcement investigations, or as required by law. We do not distribute, share, sell, or lease email to any other entities without your consent. We use your email to address issues you identify, to further improve our website, or to forward the email to another agency for appropriate action. Once the issue or concern is resolved, this information will not be retained unless required by state law or agency regulation. Does the Delaware.gov web portal require me to accept cookies? Visitors to the Delaware.gov web portal can access the portal without accepting cookies. However, the Delaware portal does use cookies to improve information to users. Cookies. What is a cookie? There are two general types of cookies that websites make use of. 1. Session cookies. These are cookies created by a website that exist only as long as your visit to that website. They are not stored permanently on your computer. 2. Persistent cookies. These cookies are stored on your computer by a website for some period of time and are used when you return to that site in the future. A cookie provides a way for a website to keep track of a user's internet browsing patterns and preferences. Cookies contain a range of website addresses for which they are valid. When a user's web browser encounters those addresses again, it sends those specific cookies to the web server. For example, if a user's specific preferences were stored as a cookie, it would save that person from typing in the same information all over again when accessing that service for the second and subsequent times. What won't a cookie do? Certain web-based applications operated by Delaware state agencies, for example online tax filing with the Delaware Division of Revenue, may require users to establish a user ID and password. When accessing these applications through the Delaware.gov portal, you will need to separately enter and/or store your user information as required by the agency operating the application. A cookie that is stored on your computer for these applications will not incorporate those separate user IDs and passwords. In other words, should a third party use your computer, they will not have access to personal information, for example, your name or email address, simply by virtue of having cookies stored on your computer. A third party using your computer may be able to view your personalized accounts when using your computer if you have selected the option that allows a website or service to remember your username and password. If you are using a computer in a shared location, or are uncomfortable with this, you may want to avoid this option. If you do not want cookies stored on your computer, you should carefully read the information contained in the next section entitled, What Options Do I Have With Respect to Cookies? What options do I have with respect to cookies? You can have your browser disable cookies or prompt you before accepting a cookie. Look for the cookie options in your browser under the Options or Preferences menu. Terms of Service. Will my information be disclosed to third parties? The Delaware.gov portal will not distribute, share, sell, or lease your information to third parties for direct marketing or email marketing purposes. The information collected at this site will remain confidential to the extent permitted by state or federal law. State law may, however, require disclosure upon request of certain information collected at this site should it be deemed public information under the Delaware Freedom of Information Act. To learn more about requirements for requests and information that may be disclosed in response to a request, consult the Delaware Freedom of Information Act, Title 29, Chapter 100 of the Delaware Code. Third-party services and privacy. To deliver dynamic services and enhanced functionality to site visitors, the state of Delaware uses third-party add-ins on some of its web pages. When third-party add-ins are used or embedded, the third party's terms of service apply. For your convenience, links to each service's terms of service page are provided below. Add the sharing service. Google Maps. Google's privacy policy. Esri's privacy policy. Twitter. Facebook. Flickr. SmugMug. YouTube. Instagram. WordPress. Please note that state agencies may elect to use third-party add-ins that are not listed here. If you have questions or concerns, please email the Government Information Center at gic@delaware.gov. What if the privacy policy changes? Changes to the Delaware.gov portal privacy policy will be posted to this web page for review without express prior notification to its visitors. If you have questions concerning this policy, please email the Government Information Center at gic@delaware.gov. Please note, other sites that you can reach from the Delaware.gov web portal, including some sites maintained by Delaware state agencies, may have different privacy statements. You may wish to review the individual policy statements utilized by these entities. In the event that a link to the privacy statement is not provided, you may want to email the webmaster and inquire as to the privacy policy employed by that site. Related topics: cookies, information collection, privacy, terms of service.